Category management is the government's gambit to consolidate its buying power and buy as a single organization. At the General Services Administration, a team of category managers works to establish the contract vehicles and policies for each member's particular category. One of the fastest-growing types of items for federal agencies is professional services. Herding that cat is the job of Tiffany Hickson, the professional services category executive. I caught up with Hickson at the National Contract Management Association meeting in Washington.
It's going well. It's going well. It's been almost, a year, since we started down the path of really starting to look at professional services from a government-wide perspective. There's a lot of work to do. Unlike IT and the IT category, professional services is really new, and we don't have an existing interagency working group and that kind of thing. So this last year, we've really worked on developing that.
And what about the cooperation from vendors? I think you said during your panel at the NCMA, the vendors individually were a little bit shy about weighing in on what they felt about it, so you were getting some progress with the associations.
Yeah, we are getting progress with the associations now. In August, we published our strategic plan for FY16 for comment because we were working on our FY17 plan and did not get a lot of individual feedback from companies, which was understandable now that I've gotten some direct feedback from them. So we've really shifted to meeting with each of the associations and doing some very detailed work on our FY17 plan, how we can iterate that, better include industry, and in helping us to think through strategies going forward.
So what are the big elements in the 2017 plan for professional services?
They're fairly consistent actually across all of the categories. For professional services, our key areas of focus are working through really better understanding spend. In professional services, there's a lot of spend there. What do those markets look like?
And it's growing spend.
Absolutely. And it's been growing, a percentage point or so in terms of overall spend. It's not huge growth, but that growth is there. And really better understanding the markets, who's the industrial base. And then our second area of focus is with actually engaging industry and helping us to look at specific strategies to manage both challenges that they're facing in terms of how government buys, as well as challenges the government is facing in terms of how we're buying in those individual subcategories of spend. So
I guess a lot of the people in the professional services industry feel a little bit stung by what they felt was an emphasis on lowest price technically acceptable, especially in DOD, which really denies that that's their main strategy, but that's the perception from industry. So how do you overcome that idea that this is just a price play on the part of industry?
Well, I think getting facts in terms of what's actually happening in terms of our spending practices will be helpful. And I've talked to the associations about that. Nobody actually knows how much LPTA is happening. And if it is happening, what are the right types of acquisitions where that particular acquisition strategy makes sense? Are there real downstream upsides or downsides to individual acquisition strategies, whether they're best value or whether they're LPTA? No one's actually ever stepped back to take a look at that. So, for example, if it's LPTA, do you have more downstream change orders after contract award? No one actually has those facts.
Which can drive up costs for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And so I think some of the work that we really need to do in terms of looking at best practices, what are the right types of acquisition strategies, what are the pros and cons in terms of individual acquisition strategies, and getting the facts together, I think will make buyers smarter as well as industry more informed about what's really happening in the market.
And where do professionals services end and other services begin?
It's a very good question, and we're still working
through
that.
Law knowing is one thing.
Right.
Developing network architectures is another thing, but there's a lot of gray area in between there.
There is a lot of gray area, and after looking at spend in professional services, a big chunk of that is IT services that emerged with professional services. So Mary Davey and I work closely as well as Rich Vinicombe, who's over human capital, because there's a lot of human capital services, right?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, because a lot of professional services are IT, and in the IT field, services spending is rising as a percentage of the whole versus hardware.
Absolutely.
So there must be a lot of coordination between you and Mary.
A lot of coordination, and with human capital, because the services spend is pretty significant there as well. And really, what we're doing, at least in terms of our first steps, is professional services are really going to be taking the lead in looking at how services are being procured, what are the best practices, what are the right acquisition strategies, how do we share those across government, and then the IT and human capital categories will leverage the work that we're doing. But we definitely work arm in arm and talk a lot. And as a matter of fact, many of the association engagements that we're doing related to what's the right path forward for each one of these categories in the services space, we actually do together, all three of us.
We're speaking with Tiffany Hickson, the government-wide professional services category executive at the General Services Administration. And during also during the panel at the NCMA, the question came up of small business and its fear of category management and, for that matter, of strategic sourcing, two different initiatives. And what's your answer there, and what have you actually found has been the reality for small business?
Well, as you heard me say during the panel discussion, I feel very passionate about this. I think it's really important, and I don't think that we have done a very good job in messaging this, that there be no assumptions about what kind of acquisition strategies are happening across any of the categories. That said, especially for services. We have over 32,000 contractors that engage annually in the professional services market government-wide. And assumptions that we are going to somehow create some Uber contract that's going to condense spend for all of those 32,000 contractors is just unrealistic and is not even in the works. Our real work is around how do we make sure that we create a market space for small business where they can come in and out of the market easily, can compete on those federal requirements, and how we can better manage for our non-small business partners, really reduce costs for them in terms of managing multiple contracts that are really for the same types of services. So it's two different strategies. None of them today will result in some large, gargantuan contract that only 100 contractors are going to be able to participate in. It's just not going to happen.
And to that end, you also were very clear that the work of the committees and the category groups is not oversight, but it's really policy and trying to create a construct under which people can operate. Mm-hmm. But yet, and you mentioned correctly that it's secretaries, deputy secretaries for management, mm-hmm. those types of people that really oversee agency spend.
They do.
So how do you, what's the ultimate way that category management will map over and inform that oversight part, mm-hmm. which is not really the role of the category teams?
Right. We're advisors. And it's my job. I don't even think I'm a policy maker. I mean, that's not my job either as a category executive. It's my job to really leverage the talent and good insight of both industry and the federal community related to professional services and share that information and develop good constructs and good tools, digital tools for the federal acquisition community to use. I am an advisor to the Category Management Leadership Council, to the CAO Council, and that kind of thing in terms of pulling all this knowledge and intelligence about the market together, sharing that with senior leaders so they can make informed decisions about buying that's happening in their agencies. See that as my job anyway.
Okay, and what do you hope to have this whole thing look like, professional services, a year from now?
You know, OFPP asked me the same question, and I said, you know what, today...
That's where I should work.
Yeah, exactly. I said, I'm not ready to give that answer yet. We are at the early, early stages of developing strategies to better manage professional services.
Tiffany Hickson is the government-wide professional services category executive at the General Services Administration. Find ongoing coverage of professional services acquisition and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com.